Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Time for us to talk tech with our tech contributor, Wong Kai-yi. Kai, welcome back to the show. Well, as governments and companies invest more in security networks, hundreds of millions of more surveillance cameras will be watching the world in 2021, mostly in China, according to a new report. As populations grow, it seems the number of security cameras will keep pace too. So what are the numbers of security cameras we can expect within these next 2 years, and where will they be located?
Oh, Bernard, you have absolutely no idea. So basically, the report from industry researcher IHS Market is going to be released on Thursday, actually, but the Wall Street Journal managed to get a copy of it. And it basically says the number of cameras used for surveillance would climb above 1 billion by the end of 2021. Just let that sink in. Above 1 billion by the end of 2021. That's 2 years' time. Not even 2 years, just slightly over a year.
1 billion cameras.
1 billion cameras, okay, right? Okay. And basically, that's going to represent an almost 30% increase from the 770 million cameras today. And looking at China, China's going to account for a little over half the total. That's incredible. Just think about how many cameras you have for a certain number of people in the country. And obviously, it's the big countries, the fast-growing countries, mm-hmm. like India, Brazil, Indonesia. They're also going to help drive growth in the surveillance camera industry. Mm-hmm. Looking at the US alone, the number of surveillance cameras in the US will grow to 85 million by 2021. And that's up from 70 million last year. And all these cameras are going to be around, you know, American schools, malls, offices, government buildings, trying to tighten up security.
Which is a good thing. You know specifically what kinds of cameras, okay?
I was just watching this video, right, of this 19-lens camera. 19-lens camera. The camera, I'm just looking at it, has 19 lenses, and it can capture a incredibly wide swath of scenery. So I was watching this video. So the camera can basically drill down and can zoom into like even the smallest section. So for example, if you have a whole group of people at a sporting stadium, for example, you are able to zoom into as close as maybe just one or two people in the stadium. You can single them out and the camera can be, you know, a huge distance away. And that's the power that we're looking at, the power of the cameras that we're looking at. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just incredible. So Chinese companies, they're actually one of the biggest camera makers. So Hangzhou Hikvision Digital Technology Co. Limited and Dahua Technology Co. These are the biggest camera manufacturers by far. They account for almost 38% of total installations. But they're also non-Chinese names, right? Non-Chinese names. So we have South Korean maker Hanwha Techwin and Japan's Panasonic Corp.
Ooh, okay. Yes. So moving away from the surveillance cameras right now, Kai, let's move on to our familiar gadget. A more familiar gadget is our good old iPhone. I'm sure you know that your iPhone now might have lost its headphone jack, but 2 years from now, it might also lose its charging port. That is, if a top Apple analyst is to be believed. What we really see a so-called portless iPhone in 2 years? Will we actually see a so-called portless iPhone in 2 years, Kai?
We may very well. Apple has already ditched the headphone jack. What more else could it drop from the phone that is a port? That's the charging port.
That's true.
Exactly. Oh, and segue, and the iPhone is gaining more cameras as well in a link to our earlier story.
Yeah.
Although that one is for far more friendly use, shall we say. And so basically, according to a report on Thursday from a analyst at TF Securities, Ming Chi Kuo, he's been very accurate at predicting what future Apple products are going to have, or in this case, not have. And he says that in 2021, the lightning connector on the highest end versions of the iPhone is going to disappear. You're going to see a completely portless iPhone. Well, that is only if you buy the highest end iPhone. If you buy the lower end ones,
you still might have it.
Have the ports, the lightning ports, you know, you can just plug in like any other ordinary phone.
Okay, I'm just wondering, I mean, we're all advancing with our technology. What are some of the problems that people will face with a phone that is completely wireless?
Let's think about it for a minute, and let's just put it to the listeners. your phone is completely portless. You only have the power button and the volume up and down buttons, right?
That's true.
Now, how do you charge your phone? you can charge it wirelessly.
It has to be wireless.
Yes, it's got to be wireless, right? But think about how quick wireless charging is nowadays. Mm. It's not very quick. You put your phone on the wireless charger and it takes maybe two times slower
To fully charge your phone, right?
To fully charge your phone. And in the same breath, when you are charging your phone on that wireless pad, you can't use it, right?
Yes,
you have to take off the phone from the wireless pad and use it and then put it back down. But if you have it charging on a cable, you can use it.
You can use it as if the phone is fully charged.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this problem compounds itself when you travel.
Mm.
Now, when you travel, you don't want to be carrying around with you multiple cables and all that sort of thing.
Correct.
So people want to get rid of them. And conversely, if you think about it, you're not actually ditching the cable when you go traveling with an iPhone that's completely portless, because you still need to bring that wireless charging puck around with you.
Mm.
And that still needs a cable to be connected to the wall. See?
Oh.
It's actually not such a wireless world after all.
Yeah, actually, now that you mention it, it's really quite a bit of a hassle when you travel.
Do you connect your phone to your car when you drive?
I used to.
Right. Mm-mm. So
it's a place that I would charge my phone regularly, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So people, when they drive, they like to connect their phones, you know, Android phones, Apple phones, whatever, to their car. And the only way to do that now, to use your phone's interface through your car, is by connecting it via a cable. There is wireless CarPlay, Apple CarPlay, which is the Apple system for in-car use, but it's not widespread yet.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you see, you actually create more problems than you solve if you have an iPhone which is completely portless.
Yeah.
Think about it.
That's true. And talking about Apple, we understand, or rather a little bird told us, that Apple CEO Tim Cook is in Singapore. Sure, why he's here, do you know?
I'm not sure why he's here, actually, but I think he's being hosted by two local photographers, the famous ones, Darren So and Ai Bing Chia.
Mm.
They're basically known for shooting scenery using their iPhone.
Ah.
So Tim Cook actually met them today. They met in Tiong Bahru.
Okay.
And apparently he tried chui kuih, carrot cake, and steamed layer cake
for
breakfast.
That's my hood.
All right. Yeah. And you know how good the food is there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So definitely the meeting there and having a good old chin wag over, you know, photography. And I'm sure these two guys are using the latest iPhones, you know, the iPhones 11 Pro, the ones with three lenses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the report here. Ai Bing Chia is indeed using an iPhone 11 Pro with three lenses.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the big guys are coming to Singapore right
exactly
now.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, good to see Tim Cook having some soybean milk, carrot cake. And
some chui kuih as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, those who need to forward emails constantly, you're in luck. Apparently, a new Gmail feature soon to be rolled out that gives you a way to attach mails to a new email without even having to download or copy them first. That's what we always do right now, right? So does this mean, Kai, that you can attach mails to an email just like any other attachment?
Exactly, that is correct. Uh-huh. And I think this is quite an underrated feature. You think about, for example, if you're doing a project and you want to forward your team multiple emails, for example, like, hey, so-and-so said this, we need to do this. And you just keep forwarding, like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 emails to your team, right? So soon, you can attach your emails to a new email just as if you would a Word document, for example.
Uh-huh.
So you open up a new email, you key in all the people on your team, and then you start dragging those emails that you want to send them into this new email.
Ah, okay.
And you can just send it as one email.
Okay.
And they can click on the emails that you have attached, so to speak.
Ah.
And this totally removes the need to forward them like 3, 4, 5 emails, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this is really underrated. I'm like, oh, this is quite awesome.
So this is obviously soon to be rolled out. It's not out yet, yeah?
Exactly, soon to be rolled out. And I think the good thing is we are going to get it on G Suite as well.
Uh-huh.
And in the office here, you know, we use G Suite, right?
Yeah.
We are probably going to see it, hopefully, if the administrators don't nix this idea.
Does it create a problem of having too many junk mails in this instance?
Good question. It might or it might not, depending on what kind of workflow you use.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would definitely help to neaten up your mailbox in a manner of speaking, because if one person forwards you 3, 4, 5 emails, for example, you're going to see a lot of multiple emails from that person. Whereas if you just get one, but inside that email, you get several attachments, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a much neater way of dealing with projects than, you know, having multiple emails in your mailbox itself, clogging your mailbox up.
And talking about neat emails, Kai, there's someone that we know, I should mention his or her name, who's very disciplined to make sure that the inbox of this person is like less than 30 mails at any time.
That's incredible.
I mean, like, how could you do that?
How do you even get down to 30? Mine has two zeros behind that. And that's just the number of unread emails.
Oh, dear. This person actually makes it a point to clear all the emails at the end of the day, and then it becomes fresh all over again.
That's a very good point. We might be able to learn something from that. You know, when you go home, you know, you probably don't clear your mailbox, right?
Yeah, I don't.
I don't clear my mailbox. And when I come back the next day, I see some unread emails and I think, oh, did I miss something? It's actually from the previous day. And you just worry yourself all over again. There might be something good in there.
Yeah, I think so too.
We just need to find the time.
The discipline.
The time to dig through our emails.
Okay, before I let you go, Kai, do you have a tech fact for us today?
I do, actually. So, speaking about Gmail, let's do the tech fact about Gmail. Does anybody remember when it came out?
Gmail?
Yeah, Gmail. I'll give you a hint. 2004.
Okay.
It was April the 1st.
April Fool's Day.
It was April Fool's Day. And when Gmail came out, the mailbox providers, Hotmail, that's a blast from the past, they offered only slightly over 200 megabytes of storage, but Gmail actually offered 1 gigabyte.
Wow.
Right out of the gate, they offered 1 gigabyte of storage.
Oh, now I remember.
Exactly. Yeah. And when Google released it, everyone thought it was a complete joke. It was actually 100% real.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks for that fact, Kai. It's something that we can go and share with our friends when we pop by for a happy hour drink tonight. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much. This has been Tech Talk right here at Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.